Hey, how do you know I'd be up here? I think it's more than just a feeling. I mean, I didn't leave a note or anything. I thought you would just assume I was at work. Well, that's true. I could never get anything past you, huh? What? What am I doing up here? I'm just, enjoying the view, like always. Yeah, sure, you could join me. I have enough room for you to lay next to me on this blanket. Just looking at the sky, listening to a little bit of music, and just thinking, Isn't it funny that now you're the one that's asking, am I okay? Yeah, I am. Just, I'm feeling a little nostalgic today, that's all. Well, you want to hear some more stories? Yeah, I know. I don't know how, but I always seem to have stories all the time. But, I was just thinking about when we were younger and we still had more time to hang out with friends. Yeah. I was just thinking. I don't know if I ever told you this, but do you remember? Remember Brian? Yeah. Yeah, him again. There was this time when we were in high school. I was just, on my way to meet up with my friends, and I bumped into him on the way there because, well, we actually didn't agree to go together, but, we bumped into each other, and I shit you not, alright? The moment I saw him, the first thing I said was, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because he was holding on to a stop sign. Yeah, he was. He was just carrying this giant stop sign, and I didn't know why or how. I just looked at him like, what? I asked him, like, where did you get this? Because I'm pretty sure this is illegal. Yeah, but he never told me. He said, don't worry about it. And then, sorry. Excuse me. Yeah. My throat was a little bad today, but it's okay. I'll still tell you my stories. But, yeah, he stole a sign. To this day, I still do not know why or how, but he never got caught when we were walking around the neighborhood towards our friend's place, just holding on to this giant ass stop sign. Yeah, I know, he's wild. Yeah, but he's a good friend of mine. And, oh, let me tell you this that I actually just found out recently. If you ever feel bad about your driving, and I know, like, you don't like driving as much as I do, but let me tell you this. You know how Brian, well, he failed because, like, for one, he went over a curb for his first time. Yeah. And then, do you remember James? No, not my ex. The other one. Yeah. So, he had to take it three times because the first time he ran a red light. I know. And he just got off the road too. Or, well, he just got out of the center. And the first thing he did was run a red light. And the moment he told me, I was just kind of like, you drove 2 hours away to a different city because their driving test center was supposedly easier, only for you to run a red light. I question him a lot. Yeah. And, well, the second time around, he, I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure he went over a curb as well. I know, yeah, my friends are amazing drivers, right? But I have one story that trumps all of this, and I feel so bad for laughing because it's kind of bad, but so my friend's friend didn't even make it out of the parking lot. Yeah. And you know why? Because when he was backing out, he hit a kid. I know, the first thing when she told me, I was like, I started laughing because I just couldn't believe it. It's horrible, but I couldn't help it. 'Cause how do you mess up that badly? 'Cause like before you get into a car and everything, you check your surroundings, and I don't know how he managed to hit the kid, but he did. I mean, the kid's okay, but the moment that happened, the examiner was straight up, they just said, okay, you can just stop. I'm gonna get out here. You failed. I mean, granted, that is granted because he did back up into a kid, so yeah. Yeah, it is kind of horrible to think about that. I what? What kind of things was getting me nostalgic? Well, I don't know. I was just, studying, like always, and I didn't know what kind of music to listen to, so I put on my throwbacks playlist, and it just got me thinking. Yeah, I was just reminiscing. Well, growing up, my friend group changed very drastically, and I never got a real, solid one until high school. Yeah. And I was just thinking about how we always had these kind of traditions. I mean, we still do now, but it's more different. It's not the same, So, one of the things that we would always do after a semester ends is that we would go and eat brunch. And I was just thinking how long it's been since we actually done that. Yeah, because back then, somehow we were all able to wake up that early just to go to brunch. But now, if I mention anything about waking up early, they'll all groan and be like, that doesn't seem, it doesn't seem fun. Don't get me wrong, we all love brunch, but waking up, versus a good sleep. Yeah, there's a problem with that. Excuse me. Yeah. No, don't worry about it. I like telling stories. It's just occasionally my throat might screw me over, but don't worry about it. Yeah. How have I been? You know, I've been good. I'm fine. Why? Okay, yeah, I know. Whenever I say I'm fine, or really whenever anyone says I'm fine, they're not really fine, but you know me. I don't think I'll ever tell anyone. I know it makes you a little sad inside when I know that sometimes you see that I'm not myself, and I know that I could always go to you for whatever it is that is bothering me, but it's just not something that comes so easily for me, you know? And I'm very thankful that you understand that. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of difficult, I'm not gonna lie, because, well, you know, like I said, my friend group pretty much changed very quickly and drastically, and I didn't really have a solid one until, well, high school. And I couldn't be more thankful and happy to still have my friends today, but with everything that's happened to me in terms of on and off friends, and among other things, stuff that happened that kind of caused my trust issues. I'm sorry, I can't speak, can I? Yeah, this is what happens whenever I try to speak to someone. You know that. I always fuck up with my words. But yeah, you know, it's just kind of hard for me to open up, be vulnerable. Ironic, right? I know. I always tell people, like, you could come to me and talk to me if you want, and they open up, but anytime they turn it on me, I'm always like, no, we're focusing on you. I'm alright, you know that. I know it's not good, but I'm working on it, you know? I'm trying. It's just sorry, I'm just trying to It's like I have this battle with myself in my mind, you know, whenever I have these kind of feelings, or, you know, and it's part of me wants to talk to you about it because I know I could trust you and I know you trust me. Because you always confide in me whenever something happens. But part of me says, don't do it. Because there's always that very, very small chance of betrayal, you know? I know you won't, or at least I hope you won't do something like that, but I can't help it sometimes, you know? Anytime or every time I talk to anyone, friends, family, coworkers, whatever it is, I can't help but always think. Maybe I'm bothering them. Maybe they're talking to me out of pity. Maybe I'm annoying. All these kind of things. So whenever I do open my mouth and I talk, my brain automatically tells me to shut up to avoid ruining something. Okay, Hina, don't worry. I see that look on your face. Don't be sad, don't pity me. It's just something that... it's a recurring thought. And on some days, you know, the thoughts are louder than most. I mean... you know, I thought it was getting better. Or sometimes I like to think that it is getting better, but then it comes back and I just kind of feel a little lost. Yeah. Well, might I just say that this will probably be only time that I will ever open up to you like this. Yeah, and you want to know why? That's right, it's because I am kind of drunk right now. Hey, you know, I still have that bottle of whiskey. I was looking at it and, you know, I thought to myself, why let it go to waste? So, you know, I grabbed the blanket, I grabbed the bottle of whiskey, sorry, and I came up here to the roof to just be with myself. Yes, alone. Okay. Yeah, it might sound a little sad, but it's something that I need sometimes, you know? I always just need to be alone at one point, because sometimes being around other people is just too much for me. That's why whenever I tell you that, hey, I just need some space, I always feel a little bad because I see how sad you look. But I know you understand. And I'm so, so grateful for that. I don't know, it's just... sometimes I feel like I can control these thoughts. Because, you know, some days aren't as bad as the others, but it's... it always comes back one way or another. And I don't like it. I really, really don't. I hate feeling this way sometimes, and... it's hard to put into words. It's hard for me to talk and express exactly how I feel, because I don't know if there's anything that can justify or really capture the way that I feel. You know? That's why whenever someone asks, how are you feeling? It's so easy for me to just say I'm fine. because of so many reasons. Well, you know, first off, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to be a burden. And second, because whenever I try to tell someone how I feel, it ends in one of two ways. They might realize that I'm no good. That I'm not the kind of person that they want to be around, who has these moments, these thoughts. They want to hear that from me, which I can't really blame, because who wants to listen to this kind of thing, right? But then the other way is they'll understand, they'll try to be supportive, you know, but eventually they'll leave. And it's not anything that I'm not used to. Don't cry on me. I'm not crying. Please don't. This is exactly why I didn't want to talk to you about this. Yeah, it happens to anyone I talk to, especially my close friends. Because anytime I mention this, at least one of them starts tearing up or start crying. And then it just becomes a cycle of me panicking, not knowing what to do, and half of me just, you know, it's just a disaster. Like I said, I'm not good with words. Anytime I do explain myself, I just feel like I'm repeating it. Because there's just, my brain can't form the words that I want to, and I can't think. It goes blank. Almost like it shuts down. Because that's what I'm so used to, you know, just kind of putting up a barrier, shutting my entire body down, essentially, whenever someone tries to get to know me or ask any questions about me, really. I am consistent with the medication and the treatment that I'm receiving, but it takes too long, and it frustrates me because I want to get rid of this as soon as possible, but I know it's not that easy. It never is. I don't know. That's the best way I could feel. Not feel. That's the best way that I could describe how I'm feeling. Just using those three words. I don't know. I'm trying my best. Really, really am. I've been more consistent with, well, you know, the treatment. And I've been trying my best to open up to others and, you know, trying to get a bit of my life together, but it doesn't seem like it's working. You know, I always put my best effort in everything that I do, but it never turns out the way that I hope it would. It makes me so frustrated because I'm trying, but it keeps coming back and I don't know what to do sometimes. I never want to talk to anyone about it because I hate being a burden. I know you always say that I'm not a burden, but it doesn't change the way that I feel or the way that I think. Because at this point, I don't know if it's getting better or worse. Every day I wake up and I just feel this. I feel nothing, actually. Kind of seems like I'm just waking up, doing whatever I need to do, and going back to sleep. Just because it's kind of like I'm programmed a robot. It's the best way that I could describe it right now. And I don't enjoy it. I've been feeling so numb for so long. And at this point, I don't know. I know that things will get better. I know that I'll be okay, but I just can't help it. Sometimes it feels like it's more than just a battle, trying to force myself out of bed or to do anything. Yeah, because, well, you know me, I'm so bad at self-care. Yeah. It's actually the reason why I'm up here. Call it a revelation or whatever you want to, but it hit me this morning. And I don't know. Hey, you know what I just thought of right now? Perfect drinking game is for me to take a shot every time I say I don't know. I know I won't do it because you're against that, but whatever. I'm just suggesting that anytime I keep saying I don't know, you should take a shot. I still got like half of that bottle to finish. Yes, I did eat. Just, you know, let a girl have her fun. I don't know how some people are able to do it. You know, balance their lives and all that. Because I realize, as it always happens, at any time a midterm or exam comes up, but I actually didn't sleep last night, but then again, when do I, right? But it was early in the morning, and I was in the middle of writing my notes. I think it was at like 5 a.m. or something, and all of a sudden my hand just starts shaking, and I stopped and I looked at it like, what the hell's going on with my body? And then I realized it was because I was working on other stuff way too much that I forgot to eat. And I couldn't recall the last time I ate anything when I stopped. So, you know, I went to the kitchen, I grabbed like an apple, and I started eating it. And as I was, I was thinking about everything I hadn't done yet besides eat. It's been a while since I took a shower, and I didn't realize. My room was an entire mess. I mean, it still is, but I just didn't know how bad it was until I saw myself this morning. I hate that I get so caught up on things like schoolwork, because I'm always worried, hey, like, you gotta get this done right away, or else you might not even finish, or you'll forget, even if it's due in 2 months. But it happens anyways, and I panic. And then I get so overwhelmed that I can break down. Knowing how bad I am at taking care of myself, it's always funny to think of, because I always tell other people to take care of themselves. I always take care of other people, but I absolutely fail at taking care of myself. I haven't changed the sheets in a while. Anything that I had part of my routine when it comes to morning and night, you know, skincare, or when I'm in the shower, it just kind of went to shit. And I'm so disappointed in myself for that. Sometimes I'm able to keep it up for a bit, but then it just gets worse. I think I have my life together, but then I realize I really, really don't. And it hurts. It sucks. I hate it when I know that I'm trying my best, and no matter what I do, how much effort I put, it's just never gonna be enough. I say that I'm realistic, but in reality, I feel like I'm borderline in between realism and pessimism. Or, you know, I just like to fool myself thinking that I'm not pessimistic and saying that it's realistic, when in fact it's nowhere near that. I know. Oh, you don't have to give me a hug. I'm fine. Do you see me crying? You gotta stop. I swear, I don't know how to comfort a crying person. Yeah. Remember all other times when some of my friends would come to me and they start crying, and I would just kind of awkwardly pat them on the head because I just didn't know what to do? Yeah, do you want some awkward head pats? Is that what you want? Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel. I mean, of course there's more to it, but I'm not gonna reveal that to you. There are things that are meant to be kept to myself, you know? But I'm very glad that you're here with me, because I really just enjoy your company. It doesn't matter if we're talking or if we're doing something or we're just laying down like this, looking at the night sky, listening to the music that's playing out of my speaker, and whatever noises the city makes when it's awake at night. It's just pretty. I feel comfortable. And I don't think I could ever stress this enough, but I'm always grateful that you're my friend and that you're here for me too. So thank you for that. I know I've only barely told you how I feel and barely revealed anything about myself, but thank you for being patient and understanding. As a person, I love being alone. I love the independence that I have, but sometimes I just don't want to be. I don't know. I like being alone, but I hate being lonely. And no matter how many friends I might have, or if I'm with my closest friends, or I'm with family, or I could be in a crowded room full of the people that I love and trust, but I'll still feel so lonely. I'll still feel those thoughts. I'll hear them. They'll be in my head for God knows how long. I just can't help it sometimes. Some days it's more controllable than the others, but you know. We all have those moments, I guess. Well, moments for some people. For me, it seems like time stopped and I'm just kind of stuck here. Yeah, I'm just stuck in between. Stuck in the middle of nowhere, alone. But having you here with me, it definitely makes things a little more breathable and tolerable. So thank you. Thank you for not pushing me to talk about things that I don't want to talk about. Just thank you for being you. You don't have to stay here with me, but if you do, I would love nothing more than for us to just lay here, listen to the lo-fi playing from the speakers, and the stories that the city tells us at night as we just enjoy each other's presence.